Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Everybody, welcome back. It's the Captain Matt Bruce, and I'm talking to the author of Echo and Ramadi, Major Scott Husing, and his interpreter, Big Sam. Big Sam the man. Okay, let's get going.
Now, Scott, the other thing is I know it's difficult as a platoon leader, company commander, and even further up the line to send young men into battle. And, of course, how did you keep your men motivated? Because you were in, let's be honest about it, you were in a basic part of hell for quite a while.
It was. It really defined what fighting was for us in Ramadi, and having had several combats.
All righty. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, everybody.
It was,
we had a little technical malfunction there. I'm going to get rid of this. And I'm going to bring Kyle Warren right into the mix right now. Well, you know, Kyle, wouldn't you know, somebody was in here that wasn't supposed to be this afternoon, and they flipped the button they weren't supposed to flip.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm glad you found it, and that's sometimes what happens in the radio business. That's right.
Well, they were working on a TV on the wall. I noticed that, and it looked like they got happy and shotgun one of the buttons here. So it came in with that interview doing whatever it was doing. But we're okay. So we're going to jump right to the thick of the matter here and say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. You betcha. Now, of course, folks, we have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. There's no shortage of news on any front you want to look at it on. And here's where I'm going to start. Kyle, it's become obvious that the Russian army is now abandoning territory in the Ukraine that it seized shortly after Putin's war began back on February the 24th. Now, the planned redeployment or the beginning of collapse, whatever you want to call it, the withdrawal has opened the way for the Ukrainian forces to come right in behind them and recover previous occupied territory from north of Kharkiv to the border with Russia. And there's a lot of that going on. But in the offspring here of the news that we're getting, and I cannot verify nor confirm this, but I'm going to mention the report just the way it's coming out by the Associated Press. They say the two Russian battalions have been destroyed by the Ukrainians. That's the largest loss since the war began.
That's right. Yeah, they are saying the Russian army is suffering heavy losses, especially the evidently some three dozen tanks. This occurred after the Ukrainian army evidently destroyed a pontoon bridge over a river in the Luhansk region. And so we're seeing some of these things on satellite, trying to confirm it and so forth. But yes, the Russian army captain, in addition to some of the reports that some of the actual Russian forces are refusing to obey orders or sabotaging things, but just generally speaking, Putin's army is not doing well as well as they should be, in the sense of They're supposed to be a world-class force. They thought this would go very quickly, and fortunately, they are being routed to a great degree by the Ukrainians.
Well, they brought too many rookies into the mix, in my opinion, too many inexperienced folks, and they should have brought the veterans in that they had that were already serving, like in Syria, and that had been to Afghanistan, the guys that had been around a while, and done a little bit more homework on their part, because it looks like as if they paid the price for that, because the death toll, and this is just pick a number. I'm hearing 10,000, 12,000, 14,000, 15,000, and maybe a few more than that, dead Russian troops.
Precisely. And a lot of that, too, because when you have these armored personnel carriers or tanks, there's usually, obviously more than one soldier inside of those. And so they're getting multiple kills, as it were, when that happens. Something else we can add, too, Captain, is that when you do lose all those tanks, tank after tank and equipment after equipment, it's very difficult to replace those very quickly. Not just the high-tech weaponry, but the big vehicles and so forth. And so that's going to drive Putin into a decision-making mode. What is he going to do next? Is he going to try to use some other kind of weapon of mass destruction, a chemical or something like that, or even a tactical nuke, depending on how bad it gets for him?
Yes, you're right about that. Now, we also have something else that we're looking at here, and that's the fact that Finland has officially announced that they would like to join NATO following Russia's ongoing attack in Ukraine. Now, they believe that their NATO membership would strengthen Finland's security. I agree with that. Both the president and the prime minister of Finland have issued a joint statement about this, and it looks like as if they're expediting the way to get them in.
Well, that's right. Yes, they only have a few more steps, we understand, in order to go through this application process. We also understand, too, Captain, that Sweden, which is just next door, they're also going to be looking at joining NATO. So in many ways, Vladimir Putin is accomplishing the opposite of what he wanted to do. He wants to break NATO, but he seems to be causing NATO to get stronger and expand.
Yeah, well, they're not as far along as Finland is. Finland's gone through the whole process right up to just waiting for the vote to get them in. Sweden is not that far along yet.
Right, but the idea is that obviously you've got people joining together, countries joining together to say, we got to be part of this thing because obviously Russia is a very real threat.
Right. And folks, we're going to be talking about the movie 2,000 Mules in our next segment here. And when we come back from that segment, we're going to be mentioning Michigan in particular because some of the film was done up in Michigan, Kyle.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And as a result, we got some interesting information here because Michigan, the government, has stepped up and said, wait a minute, not so fast. This isn't exactly the way they said it was. Wait a minute. Okay, I'll give them a chance. We'll see what they have to say, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Hang on, Kyle. Folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell from MyPillow. And he's been for well over 3 weeks now, working on a month, offering some BOGO extravaganza products on the multiple MyPillow products he has. 14 to be specific, by the way. Now the time's come to join with the millions of Americans who've just changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Because right now you can get the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets, those fancy sheets. I'm telling you, you buy one set, you'll have two sets because one will be free. Then you've got the Giza Elegance MyPillows. I've got two of them already, and boy, are they nice to sleep on. And then you've got the six-piece towel sets, and those are the big towels for the big guys and the big girls because they wrap around you. It's not like having a towel that won't wrap around you. These do. And, of course, the roll-and-go, anywhere MyPillows, those are the ones you take with you on the bus and on the train and on the plane, and they're just the perfect size for that. Even in the camper or the motorhome, and even in your car, they're the perfect size for you to get nice and comfy as you're going down the road, wanting to take a little cat nap. Now, there's so much more to this, too, and the way you find out is to go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN, or you can give them a call at 800- 800- 641-5459 Again, that's 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. And does it get any better than that? Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear this. You'll also receive Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. So just give him a call. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. And always remember, the promo code is CAPTAIN. The promo code is CAPTAIN. MyPillow.com. Save you some money. Get the buy one, get one going. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And Kyle Warren, how are you doing with the buy one, get one?
Well, you know, I've been checking them out, and obviously, as you said, there's a lot of those great BOGOs there, and so I'm looking at getting some more towels, and we're, you know, taking another look at the, maybe getting another set of sheets as well.
It's the perfect birthday gift, anniversary gift, whatever. If you got somebody that's got something coming up and you don't know what to get them, you won't go wrong by doing what I just suggested. Go over to MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, take a look and see what they got.
That's right, promo code CAPTAIN.
All right, here we go. The Michigan Secretary of State's office has reviewed portions of the movie 2,000 Mules pertaining to Michigan, and they said they see nothing illegal. This was a spokesperson for the office. They told the Epic Times, who wrote the story, that the film clips involving Michigan that have been shared with the department are explained by standard election practices well within state and federal law. Now, A.K. Crisp, the press secretary for Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, a Democrat, said in an email to the Epic Times, quote, "I find the response quite shocking, as paid ballot trafficking is illegal in all 50 states." The film's creator, Dinesh D'Souza, said of Benson's assessment of the evidence presented in his documentary, he says, "How can they refuse to even investigate?" Well, I guess the answer is, they have to be that this is cheating that helps their own party. Now, Chris went on to say, Michigan's 2020 election was found to be secure and accurate by hundreds of audits, numerous courts, and a Republican-led state Senate oversight committee. I'm not sure if that was totally correct or not. Are you?
Well, you know, this issue is so big and so pervasive, and the rejection of it by especially Democrat powers that be is so complete and monolithic, that is the strategy. It's just to reject everything out of hand. So are these investigations really yielding anything? So of course the idea is that you're not supposed to pay people to gather up the ballots and go deposit them in mass and this kind of thing. And everybody kind of knows that something fishy happened in the 2020 election.
They have it on film.
Well, of course, but most American voters, I think they have that feeling about it. But once again, there's a massive, media blitz against this documentary, saying that it's completely false or it's based on false assumptions and things like that. Well, you know, that may be their opinion. Well, then it's up to them to refute these things. And that's how we get things out there in the marketplace of ideas. But I will say this, though, too, Captain, that, you know, people are going to go vote in November, not just because they think something fishy happened in 2020.
Right.
They're going to go vote because the far left has made the greatest advertisement with the Biden administration as to why we should reject the policies of the far left.
Right.
And so they're really creating a horrible situation for themselves.
Yes, they are. Now, here's another little incident that's going on simultaneous. At the trial of former Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman, as that trial approaches, the Epic Times presented a comprehensive timeline of Mr. Sussman's activities before and after the 2016 election. Now, the 2016 election was very significant because Hillary ran around for about 3 years saying, they stole the election, they stole the election, they cheated on me, they cheated on me, remember?
Oh, sure, yeah, that was their thing.
And one of the people that agreed with her was Mr. Sussman, Mr. Michael Sussman, because he was a cybersecurity lawyer who now faces one count of lying to the government for allegedly claiming to an FBI official that he was providing information while not representing any clients. when in fact he was representing the Clinton campaign at the time. And as a result of the alleged lie, the FBI was put at a disadvantage in grasping the politically laden and ethically fraught nature of the information. Now, according to Special Counsel John Durham, who's been tasked to review the FBI investigation into supposed collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia to sway the 2016 election, the FBI investigation, partly concerned with the information provided by Sussman, discovered there was no such collusion at all.
Right. You know, and the more that the truth comes out about this, Captain,
the worse it is for him.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we hear so much today about disinformation, the government disinformation governance board, basically, all this kind of thing. Well,
no, we're getting into that next.
Yeah, well, this was a masterclass, really, in the disinformation. It literally became Russia, Russia, Russia. And it took off. It caught on like wildfire in the media. And there were a lot of people out there who probably believed, well, it's on the news. Trump must be a Russian puppet, you know, this kind of thing. And that's because, again, I think the Democrats don't want to rely on their policies. They don't want to rely on their history. They don't want to rely on their actions. They want to divert from all those things to make you think that here we go again with the election. We're going to fight for you. They're going to put you all back in chains, you know, yada, yada.
Well, here we go again, and I'm going to start it. Biden's Disinformation Governance Board is prepared to spread what, Kyle? Disinformation.
Yeah, well, that's right.
They're going to spread a bunch of disinformation. And you know how I know that? Because we've heard a lot from the left about disinformation in recent years, and no wonder. It's a term with Marxist origins. In fact, the original Disinformation Office was created by none other than Joseph Stalin. Indeed, it was Stalin who inspired George Orwell's Ministry of Truth. Now, the Biden administration has assembled its own Defamation Governance Board with Nina Jankowicz, who's been tapped as the board's new leader. Now, what's ironic about that? Well, it's because Jankowicz has disseminated false and misleading information about subjects, including the Russiagate hoax, Hunter Biden's laptop, and masking during COVID. She's put that out there on the internet for all to see, and they were false stories to begin with.
Well, sure. You know, and is there any surprise that somehow she's going to be in charge of the government-approved information? And, you know, they tried to lie to you before. They're going to lie to you again.
Here's the deal.
Their job.
Here's the deal. The Biden administration insists the new board's mission is to combat disinformation. They're going to put it out there. And based on the leader's record, the office seems less prepared to defend against disinformation than to spread it. Just like the Marxist prototype.
Well, exactly. This is like a manual.
Think about what I just said, folks, as we go to break. Think about what I just said. Kyle, you hang on. Think about what I just said. It's absolutely true. And that's what they're going to do. They're desperate. They're reaching out, trying to do anything they can to discredit the Republicans, Donald Trump, whoever is running for president. They are absolutely desperate. You can't buy the lie.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you. USA Radio News.
The House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol issued 5 subpoenas for members of Congress on Thursday. It includes House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. This marks the first time the committee has tried to compel testimony from fellow lawmakers. In addition, the committee is issuing subpoenas to Scott Perry, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, and Mo Brooks. Those representatives are all considered allies of former President Donald Trump. Also from D.C., the Senate is expected to vote next week on a bill to help restaurants, bars, and other small businesses stay in business. The $48 billion aid package targets enterprises which saw big revenue losses during the pandemic and government-imposed shutdowns. The main goal of the bill is to provide a lifeline to the applicant who did not receive grant money through the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. By the way, you heard me talk about Relief Factor. They're the ones who bring you this segment of the program. And Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for well over 7 years simply because it works for me. Now, I've got a unique problem going on here this week. It's something that hasn't happened before. And the Relief Factor has been my savior, because without it, I would have been in a lot worse shape and I would not have been able to have walked the last few days. Now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over a period of time. And what you do is you take the 4 capsules that are in the little packet religiously every day, take it on a full stomach for breakfast, and if you need it again, you take it at lunch, and if you need it again, you can take it a third time at supper. But that's how it works. You take it with food. And the ingredients, all natural ingredients in these capsules, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 help the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will reduce the inflammation. It will also go straight to the source of the pain, wherever it happens to be, and help you with the pain. Now, in my case, my right foot started to act up. My left foot, of course, has been the way it's been for years, because that's the one that originally got hurt. Then my right foot started to act up, and it was in a lot of pain, and I could barely walk. And I started to take the Relief Factor, and that definitely helped me. I jacked it up a little bit, and that definitely helped me. But if I hadn't had it, I would have been a hurting puppy, And I'm not really sure what I would have been doing for the couple of 3 days that I've been putting up with this problem. I'm going back to the specialist today to see what else I need to do. But anyway, there you go. So my point is Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It works for me. It'll work for you. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which is good. That's like taking a vitamin. And it supplements a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfiture, and boy, did it work for me. Whoa, boy, did it. It only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That gets it all going, $19.95. And don't forget, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try that $19.95 three-week quick start, and you'll be glad you did, because it'll start working the second you get it. Remember, you take it with a meal. Don't take it by itself. It's got it might make you feel a little nauseous or whatnot, but take it with a meal, and you'll be a lot better off. And all you got to do is take that as directed. $19.95, three-week quick start. Relieffactor.com/captain, because all you got to lose is what, Kyle?
All you got to lose is pain.
Yep, and that swelling that comes along, too. Boy, is that miserable when that happens. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay, back to the drawing board. Two top Twitter executives reportedly have been fired amidst Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter, part of the deal. Get rid of a couple of these guys that he wanted gone, and they're gone.
Well, that's right. It just shows, obviously, what's going on internally right now in Twitter. I'm sure there's a lot of conflict, as it were, about where Twitter is going and what it's going to really be like when Elon Musk takes over.
Now, did you watch the kind of semi-going-away party yesterday for Jen Psaki?
I didn't get a chance to see it, like, in real time, no. But I know that they had sort of a, as you said, sort of a going-away event for her.
Well, she was up there all dressed in her blue Democratic garb, wearing the company line, so to speak, the company color anyway. And she did a lot of stuff yesterday, and they were talking to her and being very nice, most of them. But she claimed yesterday that the Dems control all forms of the branches of government.
So does that include the judiciary?
Yes.
I guess so.
Yes.
It seems to me that they hold the Congress or the House and the Senate and the presidency, but last I checked, the Supreme Court isn't a political thing that you control.
Well, they think they do, and here's the problem. Donald Trump made a serious mistake when he came into office. He did not do what every other president that I can remember did, and that was they asked for, and if they didn't get them, they fired the people that were one or two tiers down the line from the secretaries of the different agencies that were there. And Donald Trump did not do that, and as a result, he paid for it because these people weren't there to help him at all.
Well, no, yeah, that was sort of an unforced error, obviously, you're right. It had long-term consequences, that's for sure. That's why electing a president is so important, because you get the judges appointed, not just Supreme Court justices, obviously, but others as well, and that has a legacy to it that'll stretch years and years and years after your presidency is over.
What I'm talking about has nothing to do with judges and everything to do with deputy secretaries and undersecretaries and high-level positions within the different agencies. Those are the ones that screwed things up for him and made it very difficult for him to operate.
Well, of course, yeah. But President Trump also has, I don't want to say it was a naivete, but it was, he's not a politician, he hasn't worked in government in that sense. And so I think he came in with a very different perspective, like a businessman. Hey, I'm going to make this work. I know how to get things done, et cetera, et cetera. But the government runs very differently. Although the principles he brought to it were very valuable, it's just there's a machine there that you have to operate a certain way sometimes, just like you're talking about.
Now, a three-judge panel for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals out there by you on Wednesday struck down a California prohibition on sales of semi-automatic rifles to young adults in the 18- to 20-year-old range. Now, this remanded the case back to the district court for further proceedings in a win for the Second Amendment Foundation and for Americans in general. This case is known as Jones versus Bonta. What do you know about that?
Well, basically, of course, yeah, I think one of the arguments was that the age factor in this case shouldn't limit your rights, basically. Obviously, when you have the incremental stages that the left tries to do, or the liberal left tries to do, they'll try to regulate whatever right that you have, but regulate it incrementally, a little bit here, a little bit there, till eventually it's almost impossible for you to exercise that right. And so this is a win back for the other direction.
Let me ask you a question. At the age of 18 to 20, which kind of stands out to me for an obvious reason, might you not be serving in the military?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly right.
And might you not be very well experienced at the age of 18, 19, 20 in the use of a semi-automatic weapon to where you wouldn't necessarily be a risk because of it?
Well, precisely, yes.
Okay, and they were trying to shut all of that down, and I guess that's one of the reasons why they did this. Not everybody goes off the deep end just because they have a semi-automatic weapon. And, of course, it's, guys go out in the desert, especially out there where you're at, California. I used to hear about them all the time going out in the desert to go to the range to just pop some, as they said, pop some caps.
Well, sure, yeah, but you're right. If you're an adult, you're 18 years old, you should be able to do certain things that you're guaranteed to do by the Constitution.
Now, a shock claim yesterday surfaced, and we saw some of it. Illegals are receiving palletfuls of this baby formula while American mothers are facing a shortage. And this was discovered by a couple of different of your normal underground press investigative services that went out there. Project Veritas was one of them, by the way. And they found out what was going on. And the government has got warehouses full of this stuff out there for the illegals along the Mexican border. But yet there's nothing for the American people, so to speak, in the stores, because the government bought all the product up. And then Biden, by the way, yesterday, well, I'm going to the plant to talk them into making more product. Well, they're making all the product they can, but it's going to the government.
And this, I think, Captain, is one of the reasons why there's kind of been a real lack of response from the White House press secretary, basically, about this. It's kind of like, huh, what happened here? Well, who's on point with this? That was the question the other day. Who's taking point with this? Because you said this is a big thing that they're doing, and I don't think they were able to answer at that time. But it does show that, hey, wait a minute, if there's a shortage here, and now suddenly this seems to now fit, and so if we find out more about this, I think Americans, especially young families, are going to be pretty mad. You know, you stockpiled baby formula and nobody could get it.
In warehouses all the way to the ceiling.
Precisely. And I got to tell you, when these young parents, if they're making their way to different stores trying to find this and they can't find it, that's going to be devastating to them.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We'll let you know what's going on out there weather-wise tonight. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with Kyle Warren.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Werewolves of London again.
Kyle, that song sounds very familiar to something done by Kid Rock, doesn't it?
Well, sure, that's right. Yeah, Werewolves of London. That's back from, I think, 1978. Warren Zevon.
And it's the same track.
Well, exactly. It's the same. Yeah, so the Kid Rock song, I think, was sort of built on this progression, basically. But here's an interesting little fact. On Werewolves of London, you can hear the drumming by Mick Fleetwood and bass by John McVie from Fleetwood Mac. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You are right. You are very right. Okay, let's back up here, and let's go take a look at the weather. I'm going to read you this statement, give it to Kyle. Severe thunderstorms with damaging wind gusts, large hail, and a few tornadoes are possible tonight over parts of the eastern Dakotas, eastern Nebraska, western Iowa, and Minnesota, who will be getting pounded all day and afternoon long, especially Minnesota. Now, heavy rain will lead to a threat of isolated flash, urban, and small stream flooding across the northern plains, and where we've been telling you it's been flooding, it's worse now than it was before. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We do have some wind advisories around parts of the west tonight, but at least here in Southern California, we don't seem to have any kind of high winds. It may be a little bit breezy in different places, but we don't have a high wind alert, so that is good because of what's being called the coastal fire in a place called Laguna Niguel, which is on the coast of Southern California down here in Orange County. They got the fire about 15% contained as of late Thursday, we understand. And, Captain, we understand that two firefighters were injured in trying to contain the fire, but the good news is I believe they've already been released from the hospital after being treated, so that's good. The firefighters seem to be doing okay. But we do have, as I said, we have some wind around different places in the west tonight, but we're going to take a look at some of the active rain here that's going on right now. If you're up near Seattle, Washington, just north of Seattle and a little bit east of Everett, we've got rain, mixture of rain, sleet, and snow to the east of Everett there. We've also got, since last hour, it looks like the rain might have moved on a little bit through northern Idaho, but 4th of July passed tonight, reading at 30 degrees. On Friday, expect snow, and then on Saturday through Monday, expect some rain there in 4th of July pass in near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Right now, the rain moving down through Montana, down I-90, just a little bit west of Missoula, Montana, and it looks like that might be heading that direction. Rain also in the Walla Walla area down in Washington, and that'll stretch on down a little bit into northern Oregon. But right now near Boise, Idaho, if you're going south of Boise near Twin Falls, you've definitely got some rain coming across the interstate. And a little bit north of Boise, you've got rain coming across the interstate. And last for the rain here, up near Miles City on I-94 in Montana, up through Glendive, and on over into the border, across the border into North Dakota, you definitely got some rain, and that rain is going to extend all the way up through the Canadian border and north on into Canada. So be careful where that is concerned tonight. And looks like I think we got one more thing. Of course, we do have the hot and dry weather through parts of Colorado, Fort Collins, Denver, and then also I think down into New Mexico and parts of the southwest as well. So be careful out there.
All right, well, the big problem tonight is North Dakota and Minnesota with flooding. You need to be very careful, especially when you're out on the back roads and driving along, because you're liable to drive right into a small stream that suddenly has become a river across the road in front of you. And when that happens, turn around, don't drown. Don't try to drive through water that you can't tell how deep it is, let alone where the road is. Don't do it, because we're liable to be talking about you on the news tomorrow. Now, here's the deal. North Dakota right now, we have a lot of flood warnings, especially up and down the I-29 corridor. What was a watch, what was a river flood level, this, that, and the other, is now a flood warning off the main roads in a lot of different places. So you got to be really, really careful. And that includes some of the U.S. highways that are there, too, that go up and down and up and down and whatnot across North Dakota. Now, South Dakota coming out of Rapid City, coming into Rapid City from Montana. You're going to have some flood watches there. No flood warnings up in that area yet, but I suspect there could be because all that water is running downstream, so to speak. Over in Minnesota, not only did you have some tornadoes bouncing around today up there, but you had a lot of straight-line winds going on, too. There's already been a bunch of damage in certain places up there. And, George, you can fill me in if I need to know anything in specific about your area. And this is George I'm talking about up here in Minneapolis. Listen to us right now. Now, you do have from Duluth over west, probably over half the state up along the Canadian border, you've got flood warnings all the way through there, and you've got flood watches down to the Twin Cities and over into the northeastern quadrant, northwestern quadrant of Wisconsin right now, so be advised of that. And then moving over to the East Coast tonight, we've got some fog along the East Coast tonight, right along the coastal fog areas from Bangor, Maine, on down to down to Massachusetts, Cape Cod, in that area, and then Long Island, and then picks up again, Jersey, all the way down to North Carolina, areas down there, the seaports, Wilmington and Cape Hatteras, got some sea fog down there right along the coastline, so be careful. And got a little bit of fog tonight again, Kyle. Houston and Galveston down in that area right there along the Gulf of Mexico. So that's what it's looking like. Now, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, and, of course, drivers out there, as you're going across the highways and byways of the land, you want to stop into the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. And you can find out the nearest locations to where you're at simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. That's all one word, pilotflyingj.com. And use their locations function. Type in your area, your zip code, the city where you're at, and you'll see the nearest ones to you. And you can plan your trip accordingly. And when you stop into the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center, be sure to join the Drivers Club. That's the rewards program. You can join right there, or you can go online to their website, download the My Rewards Plus app, and start earning points today on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. And by the way, for the month of May and June, typically you can earn up to 4 points per gallon with the rewards program, but for May and June, they're pushing the points, and when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, you can earn up to 5 points per gallon. So this is a great deal. You want to check it out today. And by the way, RVers out there, you're starting to plan your summer vacations, your trips. They also have special amenities for RVers as well. So check them out today, pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and you can actually stay in their parking lot. They'll let you stay there. Not necessarily where the trucks are, unless you want to be out there with the trucks where the truck parking is, but sometimes they'll let you park out front by the restaurant. And they've even got some of the bigger Pilot and Flying J's now. They're starting to put in the electrical hookups. How about that?
Absolutely.
All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning. Friday. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.